Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 5th of July, 2012. Today is the aphelion, the point in the year when the Earth is at its farthest distance from the Sun. The perihelion, the point in our orbit when we're closest to the Sun, occurs in January, when we're about 5 million kilometers closer than we are at aphelion on this day. It was on this date, 1687, Isaac Newton published one of the most important books in the history of science, his Mathematical Principles of Natural Philosophy, which contained Newton's three laws of motion, including objects in motion tend to remain in motion, and for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. He also unified celestial and terrestrial mechanics under one umbrella, gravity, which caused planets to orbit the sun, moons to orbit the planets, and earthly objects like apples, for example, to fall to the ground when they are dropped. It was on this date, 1937, Spam was unveiled by Hormel Foods, pre-cooked pork and ham in a can, little potato starch, salt, sugar, sodium nitrate to keep it pink. We're not sure what the name Spam actually stands for. Some people think it's a combination of spiced meat and ham. In Britain, they call it specially processed American meat. Other people say it means something posing as meat or a special product of Austin, Minnesota. Whatever it stands for, Spam is supposed to be written in all capital letters. It's the birthday of Chuck Close, the artist, born in Monroe, Washington, 1940. He grew up dyslexic, didn't do well in school. Father died when he was 11. His mother developed breast cancer. The family lost their house. The boy got a serious kidney infection, was bedridden for almost a year. But he got through it all by drawing and painting, and he took his first trip to the Seattle Art Museum after his father died. Chuck Close, who's known for his enormous portraits painted so realistically they look like photographs. Chuck Close, who has a condition called face blindness. He's unable to recognize individual faces. And it was on this date in 1950 the Battle of Osan took place, the first battle between American and North Korean troops in the Korean War, which had begun on the 25th of June. The North Korean People's Army crossing into South Korea. They captured Seoul. A few days later, American troops met the North Koreans in the city of Osan, just south of Seoul. The North Koreans came in with tanks. The Americans were not adequately armed. The tanks rolled right through them. The Americans lost the battle and retreated. Here's a poem for today by William Meredith, Tree Marriage. In Chota Nagpur and Bengal, the betrothed are tied with threads to mango trees. They marry the trees as well as one another, and the two trees marry each other. Could we do that sometime with oaks or beeches? This gossamer we hold each other with, this web of love and habit, is not enough. In mistrust of heavier ties, I would like tree siblings for us, standing together somewhere. Two trees married with us, lightly, their fingers barely touching in sleep, our threads invisible but holding. A poem by William Meredith, Tree Marriage, from his collection Effort at Speech, published by Northwestern University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.